The flat, somewhat spongy material that formed the ground of Rwok-Rwo-Ro was less than a meter thick. Leia's lightsaber cut through both it and the house's floor with ease, dropping a roughly square chunk between the braided branches to vanish into the darkness below.
I will go first,
Ralra said, dropping into the hole before anyone could argue the point. He was still moving a little slowly, but at least the stun-induced dizzy spells seemed to have passed. Leia looked up as Chewbacca stepped close to her and flipped Ralra's baldric around her shoulders.
Last chance to change your mind about this arrangement, she warned him.
His answer was short and to the point. By the time Ralra's quiet,
"All clear,"
floated up, they were ready. And with Leia strapped firmly to his torso, Chewbacca eased his way through the hole. Leia had fully expected the experience to be unpleasant. She hadn't realized that it was going to be terrifying as well. The Wookiees didn't crawl across the tops of the plated branches the way she'd anticipated doing. Instead, using the climbing claws she'd seen her first day here, they hung by all fours underneath the branches to travel. And then they traveled. The side of her face pressed against Chewbacca's hairy chest, Leia clenched her teeth tightly together, partly to keep them from chattering with the bouncing, but mostly to keep moans of fear from escaping. It was like the acrophobia she'd felt in the lift car, multiplied by 1,000. Here, there wasn't even a relatively thick vine between her and the nothingness below. Only Wookiee claws, and the thin rope connecting them to another set of Wookiee claws. She wanted to say something, to plead that they stop and at least belay the end of their rope to something solid. But she was afraid to make even a sound, lest it break Chewbacca's concentration. The sound of his breathing was like the roar of a waterfall in her ears, and she could feel the warm wetness of his blood seeping through the thin material of her undertunic. How badly had he been hurt? Huddled against him, listening to his heart pounding, she was afraid to ask. Abruptly, he stopped. She opened her eyes, unaware until that moment that she'd closed them.
What's wrong?
She asked, her voice trembling.
The enemy has found us,
Ralra growled softly from beside her. Bracing herself, Leia turned her head as far as she could, searching the dark pre-dawn gray behind them. There it was, a small patch of darker black set motionlessly against it. A repulsor lift airspeeder of some kind, staying well back out of bowcaster range.
It couldn't be a Wookiee rescue ship, I don't suppose?
She offered hopefully. Chewbacca growled the obvious flaw. The airspeeder wasn't showing even running lights.
Yet it does not approach,
Ralra pointed out.
They want me alive,
Leia said, more to reassure herself than to remind them.
They don't want to spook us.
She looked around, searching the void around them and the matted branches above them for inspiration.
And found it. I need the rest of the rope,
she told Ralra, peering back at the hovering airspeeder.
All of it.
Steeling herself, she twisted partway around in her makeshift harness, taking the coil he gave her and tying one end securely to one of the smaller branches. Chewbacca growled an objection.
No, I'm not belaying us,
she assured him.
So don't fall. I've got something else in mind. Okay, let's go.